Now, obviously, we're not talking about the same type of strength training that football players would do, that bodybuilders are doing. The goals are different. So the workouts are going to be different, designed differently. They're not going to take as long. They're not going to use heavy weights. Episode 211 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: when should you do your strength training? Hey guys, today's episode of the show is brought to you by The Coterie, which is the training group that I've founded, and we've got a handful of members now, and it's pretty cool. It's a really unique blend of individualized training. Everybody's got their own individual training plan that I have created for them. We're also still blending some of the group dynamics, you know, with like a Facebook page, and pretty soon we'll be rolling out some webinars, things like that, to kind of even bring the group dynamic even more into fruition. Which is a, you know, like I said, it's a cool blend. It's a different blend of anything that I've seen out there before. I'm not saying it's completely unique. There may be something very similar to it in existence, but I haven't seen it. So if you want some more information, check it out, dizruns.com/coterie. That's CoterIe. And if you have any questions, please let me know, and I'll do my best to answer them in a way that doesn't come across as pushy, doesn't come across as salesy, just answering the questions that you might have, and allow you to make the decision on whether, you know, whether you want to join the group or not. It's up to you. It doesn't hurt my feelings one way or the other, but it's there, and I would love to answer any questions that you might have. So let's dive into today's quick tip. When should runners do strength training? Well, you know, I'm gonna bypass the question of should runners do strength training. I think there's been enough discussion about that. I've talked about it on the blog several times. I may come back to it in another quick tip at some point down the road to talk about it some more. I've talked about it in Q&A episodes. Strength training for runners is important. There's lots of benefits to it, both from an injury prevention standpoint and from a performance standpoint. There's just being stronger is very beneficial. Now, obviously, we're not talking about the same type of strength training that football players would do, that bodybuilders are doing. The goals are different. So the workouts are going to be different, designed differently. They're not going to take as long. They're not going to use heavy weights, things like that. But the actual strength training is still important. So, you know, accepting that as fact, which I hope that you are comfortable doing. The next question then is, when is the best time to do the strength training? And that's where there's a little bit more debate. There's a little bit less consensus. I don't completely understand why. I've seen lots of the research. I've heard some of the arguments. But to me, it's a pretty cut and dry answer, really, as far as when you should do your strength training as a runner. And I can't for the life of me really figure out why there's much debate, but that's neither here nor there. What I'm going to do today is just try to tell you why what I think makes sense, why what I do is what I do, and why it's the same thing that I, you know, encourage other folks to do, coach them to do it as well. And that is to do your strength training workouts after your higher intensity, after your hard workouts. So if you're doing one hard workout a week, if you're doing two hard workouts a week, those are the times to do your strength training. You know, hard workouts could be speed training, could be intervals, could be tempo runs, things like that. Things that are really kind of difficult. Not an easy run, not an off day, but an actual hard workout. That's the best time after those hard workouts. That's the best time to do your strength training. Now, why? You know, one of the arguments is that you've already fatigued yourself. You've already, you know, kind of wrecked your legs. Why are you going to try to do strength training now? Well, that's the best time, to be quite honest. You've already wrecked your legs. What are you going to gain from it? Well, you're asking your legs to do something a little bit differently. You know, it's not running anymore; it's strength training. So you're hitting the fibers differently. But you know, so what if you can't lift quite as much weight? You're not lifting weights most of the time. You're doing body weight exercises anyway, so you still can do those. But the big reason that I think that after those hard workouts is the best time is you're not doing that much additional damage. You're not slowing down the healing process. You're not impacting your run by any stretch because you've already done your run. Now you do your strength training. Now you rest for the rest of the day, or you go to work, or you do whatever you do, but your body starts the recovery process. And that's just, you know, you break down the muscles a little bit farther. It's like doing one last set in the weight room. And then you allow your body to start the healing process, which is making you stronger, which is making you faster. So that's, to me, that's, I mean, that's, And maybe I'm not, maybe I struggle to explain this because it's so, in my mind, it's so black and white that it's almost like, I feel like if I keep trying to explain it, I'm just going to muddy the waters. Like if you do it after a good hard workout, you're not going to be that much more sore. You're not going to slow down the healing process. You're not going to increase the amount of time it takes to recover. You're basically not going to have any negatives and you're going to have all the benefits of the strength training. But, you know, some of the other people argue, well, what about doing it before the run? Well, at the end of the day, is that the worst thing that you could do? Probably not. But let's think about it. We're runners. If you listen to the show, you're probably a runner. You probably have running goals that you're working towards, whether it's run faster, run farther, run more miles, run a new race distance. I mean, whatever it is, you have running goals that you're working towards. So the best thing that's going to be the most beneficial to you are your running workouts. Strength training is important. I'm not saying it's not. Don't hear that wrong. Don't hear that incorrectly. Strength training is still very important, but your hard workouts, your sprint repeats or your tempo runs, whatever you're doing for those hard workouts, that's what's going to make you, you know, that's really the gauge of how much improvement you're making. So why would you want to do your strength work before that? Tire your legs out, fatigue your legs, which could possibly lead to injury now if you're going to try to really push yourself hard. And, you know, that would be maybe the worst case scenario, but even then in the best case scenario, you're not going to be able to push yourself as much because your legs are already fatigued. I mean, think about that for a second. You fatigue your legs before you run, you're not going to be able to run as well. So instead, you do the run first, then you do the strength training. You're not getting any of those negative impacts. You're still getting the highest quality running workout you can get. And then, you know, if there is a little bit of a fall off, if you're not getting quite the same level of strength training workout, it's okay. Some other folks say, well, why don't we do it on a day that we're not running? You know, I'm running 3 or 4 times a week. That means I've got, you know, 3 or 4 days a week that I'm not running. Why don't I do strength training on those days? Or I'm doing an easy run 2 or 3 times a week. Why don't I do strength training? You know, either situation, an off day or an easy day. The reasoning behind that is the same. You don't want to do your strength training on those days because those days are designed to help your body recover from your hard workouts. You know, you have a day off so that your body can rest and recover, so that at the cellular level, your body can do the repair work that it needs to get stronger, to get faster, to build up your strength, to build up, you know, to undo the damage that you did during those hard workouts. So why then would you add a strength training workout to that day? Now you're not getting the recovery that you need. You're not getting the repair work done on the cellular level. It undoes the reason for having that day off. And the same thing on an easy day. If you're just going to, maybe you're running 4 or 5 or 6 times a week, you know, you're a little bit more, have a little bit more of a base and your, those easy days are kind of your base days. They're your maintenance days. Yes, you're still running, but you're not running hard. You're running at a very comfortable pace, just a few miles usually. So you're not really doing any damage. Why throw a strength training workout on top of that, which is going to do some damage to the cellular level? It doesn't make any sense. So to me, I think it's pretty obvious. I think that doing your strength training after those hard workouts, there's very little risk and pretty much all reward. And if you do it at any other time, if you do it before the run, on an easy day, on an off day, like, yeah, you may not have a problem, but I think you're decreasing the amount of benefit that you're going to get and you're increasing your risk of fatigue, of injury, of things like that. Maybe not in the short term, but definitely in the long term. So if you have questions on this, if you want to talk more about it, let me know. You know, shoot me an email, dizruns@gmail.com. Send me a tweet @dizruns. And we can go back and forth. And if we need to jump on Skype or jump on the phone, something like that, if you really want to talk it out, like, let's do it. I'm always game for that kind of thing. And, you know, I'm not saying that my mind can't be changed on this, but it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot because I can't see a reason from the research that I've seen from the research I've done on myself on trying these types of things and putting it into practice, why it would make sense to do it any different. But let's talk it out. If you're struggling, if you're not sure why, like I said, let's get in touch and we'll go from there. And if we need to have a conversation, we can do that. So, thanks for listening today, guys. Don't forget to check out the Coterie if you're interested, dizruns.com/Coterie, Coterie. Any questions at all about it, please let me know. And I'll do my best to answer them for you. But with that, hope you have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you again soon. See you.